Rashida Tlaib claims squad here to stay, and it's only getting bigger after primary win. By Kyle Morris on August 5, 2020. Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, secured victory in her primary election in Detroit, Michigan, and claimed her win signals the squad is here to stay and only getting bigger. Let it be known that in the 13th District, just like in communities across our country, we are done with establishment politics that put corporations first, Tlaib said as she declared victory. If I was considered the most vulnerable member of the squad, I think it's safe to say the squad is here to stay, and it's only getting bigger. Tlaib, who is one of the four members of the freshman squad, defeated Detroit City Council President Brenda Jones in the 13th District primary. The Associated Press declared Tlaib the winner on Wednesday morning, and with 90% of precincts reporting, Tlaib led Jones 66% to 34%, as noted by the Wayne County Clerk's Office. In addition to her comments, Tlaib also released a video message on Facebook to her supporters and also claimed voters want an unapologetic fighter. Voters sent a clear message that they're done waiting for transformative change, that they want an unapologetic fighter who will take on the status quo and win, Tlaib said. We have a resounding mandate to put people before profits. Other members of the squad include Reps. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, Ilhan Omar, DMN, and Ayanna Pressley, DMA. With Tlaib's latest statement, it seems as though the group could soon welcome new faces as many progressive upstarts oust longtime Democrat members of Congress. Cori Bush, a progressive, defeated Democrat Representative William Lacey Clay on Tuesday in Missouri's Democratic primary. Former middle school principal Jamal Bowman was also victorious over incumbent Democrat Representative Elliot Engel from the Bronx. Marie Newman, another progressive on the left, ousted incumbent Illinois Representative Dan Lipinski in the primary election earlier this year. Last January, Tlaib made headlines after she targeted President Donald Trump and attempted to threaten him with impeachment. We're going to impeach the mother effker, Tlaib said at the time. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.